As of Tuesday morning, the state of New Hampshire has asked more than 250 people to remain at home because of the coronavirus. Public health officials are actively monitoring these people who either recently returned from certain countries or who came in contact with someone who tested positive for the virus. But as NHPR's Jason Moon reports, many other people are also staying at home as schools and employers decide on how they'll respond to the spread of the virus.
Jim O'Brien of Hopkinton is on day 12 of a 14-day self-quarantine. 12 days ago, he and his two teenage sons returned from a trip to Italy. And O'Brien says right away, the confusion began about what exactly they should do.
You know, I think there were a lot of questions, both in my family, myself, and then the community. So how everybody should be reacting to, you know, people who did travel and what's the right method.
When O'Brien and his sons first got back, the CDC wasn't yet recommending that people returning from Italy self-quarantine. But his employer, the Nature Conservancy, asked him to anyways. O'Brien agreed, but his children went back to school. That prompted debate among neighbors in emails and on the town's Facebook group.
It's understandable, you know, people who think that as a town or that we should be going further than the recommendations that are coming out of the CDC.
Then, within a few days, the CDC recommendations changed. Now, anyone coming back from Italy is asked to self-quarantine for 14 days. And so that's what they've done. O'Brien is working from home. His sons are staving off boredom with the trampoline and basketball goal.
Having sort of your freedom restricted is challenging. And so, you know, even if I want to go get a candy bar down at the corner store, I can't.
O'Brien says the situation has been stressful. Just trying to figure out what's the right thing to do feels complicated.
It has opened my eyes to sort of the bigger picture of these things.
These kinds of decisions, whether to follow government guidelines or go beyond them, are falling to individuals, school districts, and employers all across the state right now, including here at New Hampshire Public Radio. On Tuesday night, three NHPR staffers who had just returned from a conference learned that another conference attendee had tested positive for COVID-19. NHPR education reporter Sarah Gibson is one of those affected. She turned on her recorder just after learning the news.
Okay, I'm walking up the stairs to talk to my housemate about the fact that I might have to start self-quarantining. Hey.
Hey.
The two of them begin to work out the logistics of possibly not leaving the apartment for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, and then we could make a little list of stuff, I think, like including, I have Clorox.
Yeah.
Neither Sarah Gibson nor the other two NHPR staff who attended the conference are known to have come into close contact with the person who tested positive. And state public health officials later told Gibson and her roommate it is not necessary to self-quarantine. But that left managers at NHPR with a difficult choice. Follow state guidance and allow an employee like Gibson to come back to work because her risk of having COVID-19 is low, or ask her to stay at home because they can't guarantee it wouldn't put other staff or her sources at risk.
And so then there's this whole thread of emails between like us and the editor and our boss about like what we do.
Ultimately, NHPR did decide to ask the three employees to work from home for 14 days and to practice social distancing. And that leaves my colleagues, like Sarah Gibson, in a tight spot.
Because there's so many things I want to do, include report on the coronavirus, literally. Like, that's what I was excited about doing tomorrow.
Trade-offs like this could become a lot more common for people in New Hampshire if COVID-19 and the fears around it continue to spread. Jason Moon, NHPR News.